Let's go right back to the phone lines, talk to Joe. He's listening on the web in Idaho. Hi, Joe.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I actually had two questions, but I didn't want to make it too long. So my first one was about, I was baptized at about, I was saved at about 7 years old, and I was baptized at about a year later, about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And was just wanting to know, the last year or so, I've been really into the Bible and, looking at the Bible and looking at what's right and wrong and just looking at the Bible for what it's worth. And just wanting to know, but I still drink a lot because since about 17 years old, I've been drinking, so I have an alcohol problem. And I was just still wanting to know if I'm saved because I've been drinking.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm so glad that you called me. It's important to realize that Jesus Christ saves us not because we're perfect, but because we recognize that we're sinners, we're willing to repent of our sin and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of our lives. Now, when Jesus Christ becomes Savior and Lord of our life, we are willing to follow Him. We're willing to change, to become what He wants us to become. But if you have a habit, such as being addicted to alcohol, it's a very hard place to be and a very difficult to practice to extract yourself from. And that's why it's really important, Joe, as someone that wants to be fully committed to Christ, make sure that you're taking those steps of discipleship and growth as a believer, which means that you're daily in the Word of God, that you're daily in prayer, and that you're in a healthy, well-balanced church. Because in your particular situation, you need accountability. You need brothers that love you, that will make you accountable, that will pick you up when you fall. The Christian church is not for perfect people. It's a hospital for sick people, as it were, people who are spiritually sick, who need a Savior. So the entrance requirements are not being perfect, but rather recognizing that you're imperfect. But with birth must come growth, and therefore it's critically important that you are involved in the disciplines that Jesus Christ modeled during His earthly sojourn.
Okay. And see, that's what I'm having trouble with. As far as, like, I've tried to go get help a couple times, and when I go, a lot of those people believe in just a higher God, and they believe in Buddha and all this, and that's something I don't believe in. So I have a hard time going and doing that. But, like, today I called a hospital. Would you recommend going and getting help just no matter what, as long as I believe what I believe?
I would remember that you don't want to be in a state of vulnerability. So if you have a problem with alcohol, you don't want to be hanging out in bars. If you have a very undeveloped faith, you don't want to put yourself in context where your faith can be shaken. You need to build your faith, and therefore I would highly recommend that you get counsel from a godly pastor in your area, and I can help you find a godly pastor in your area to help you with what you're struggling with.
So you would rather me go to a pastor than go to, like, a hospital, like an AA type thing?
Well, I don't mind AA, but I don't want you in a context where you, as a immature believer, are prone to be deceived. That's the only thing.
I cannot be deceived because I know the Bible, and I know that Mormonism is wrong. I know the Bible is the Bible, and
okay.
I know grace by alone is going to save me, and I understand that.
Yeah. Well, I have no problem then with you being in Alcoholics Anonymous.
Okay, and, you know, I really don't like AA, but I just don't know. I got two little kids, and I just can't quit drinking, and I don't know if I should go to a hospital, and go to an outpatient treatment.
Well, here's the thing, though, Joe. I don't want to give you an electronic answer. I want you to listen to me carefully. I want to point you to a pastor that has feet on the ground that can love you and guide you where you are. I do think that you're wise. I mean, Alcoholics Anonymous in the 12 steps, I mean, you recognize you're powerless over alcohol. You can't escape on your own. You need a power greater than yourself. You know that that power is Jesus Christ. You need to turn over your life to Jesus Christ. And there are many things that you can do to help you on your way, but I want to make sure that you're guided by someone that is a healthy, well-balanced Christian. You need counsel and accountability both at this point.
All righty.
So you hang on. Let me see who I can put you in touch with. This is important, not just for you, but for your girls or your kids.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hang on. Thank you for your call. And a lot of people are struggling with the same issues, and I want to make sure that we realize that the solution is with the body of Christ. You have to find a healthy, well-balanced body of believers that you can become a part of. This is not the kind of thing we want to go alone. In fact, Christianity is not about individualism. It's not turning on to Jesus Christ and now I have an insurance policy. Christianity is being born into a family, into a community of faith. That's what communion exemplifies. The communion of believers who are part of the body of Christ as they partake of the blood of Jesus Christ and the body of Jesus Christ in communion. As they remember his broken body and shed blood for the complete remission of sins. It's what baptism is about. You're baptized into a community of faith. So we're not Lone Ranger Christians. We need one another. And certainly that's the case with Joe, struggling with alcohol. So you can't go this alone.